I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, girl. Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. You're gorgeous. I love your hair.
You are gorgeous. And this lip color, honey, is giving, okay?
Thank you.
Jasmine, what do they call Meg?
I've been hearing like you're the evil me or I'm the nice you. I'm not. I think.
Yes. I've heard both. I'm evil Jasmine and you're a nice Megan. But we are not the same person and we're here to prove it. We are.
Yes. We're at the same pot at the same time. So can't be the same person.
That's so funny.
You're direct. I like that.
No.
You know, some people can't handle that. Shut up, Tahir.
See? You know what I'm saying?
Tahir, look, it's not my fault that you...
Why, she finna say something mean. Go ahead. Prove
it's
me right.
Not mean if it's true. Yeah, it's not my fault that you and your hot dog club didn't meet this week. You ain't gotta have no attitude.
See what I'm saying?
How is that mean if it's true?
You're just a very mean person, Meg. And you
I'm
didn't
not,
to Tahir.
It's true, okay?
You didn't used to be this way. You let Hollywood change you. This is what they be talking about when people go to Hollywood.
Like, you lie. I live in Atlanta, so don't even put that on me, playboy.
Yeah, but you started acting like this before you moved, Meg.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I've been acting like this since, like, 2019, and I was in Atlanta. So, boom.
Nah.
There you go, Tahir.
Let Hollywood change you, Meg. I'm sad, Tahir.
Go back to being the treasurer for the hot dog club. Leave me alone.
See? You see how mean you are?
How is that mean? It's true. These things are true things.
You got young kids, and this is what they see. So when
this
they
is
go
what
to school,
they see.
And they name calling, they push your kids down, and they shoulder bump.
No, I'm trying to get them to do that. I'm trying to get, you know, more bold and do that. They're really very sweet children, so.
You saying they soft?
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, I'm trying to toughen him up, try to get my son to roast. Oh. He wasn't really his roaster, they're like still sweet. So I was like, okay. And then my daughter, like, she got in on it and she's two, and I was like, yes. You're almost there.
Yeah, so, sure.
You know. I know it's hot in LA. What is going on?
It is 81 degrees in my apartment. I don't know what is happening right now.
Where's the air, Jasmine?
We have air conditioning supposedly, but it's not conditioning. It's barely air. I'm so hot. I'm so tired. This is how I ended up with so much makeup on. It's because I just started doing like the drag beat and it just kept going.
It looks good though, honey. You're glistening, okay?
Thank you.
Listen.
Can y'all hear me over this fan? I'm so sorry.
We don't even hear the fan. We don't even hear the fan. It's fine. It's fine. Well,
you good, girl.
I've had some of my friends hit me up to the last couple of days just to come over and get in the air.
It's
a YMCA over here.
My pal,
hey, Lil, you over there? You hot in your apartment too?
Hell, no, it's cold in here.
Dang, Jasmine, you're gonna have to tell them people or pay your bill or something.
Oh, man, air dry laundry.
You say what? You air drying laundry?
Oh yeah, it's cold over here. It's nice.
I keep my shit cold in here. Like the kid and friend, they walk around with like little throws over their shoulder and shit like that. I keep my shit freezing over here. Hospital level, baby.
This feels bullying adjacent. Like you're like, I'm so cold.
I'm drinking hot ass coffee.
Not you holding a mug with both hands. You're trolling now. You're fucking trolling.
I don't even know what I came into, Jasmine. What happened? What's going
on? Jasmine over there hot in her apartment, girl. She's like, it's like 81 degrees in her apartment.
It's 81 degrees inside the apartment.
Turn the AC on.
It is on. Hold on. Baby. Baby, can you fill up my off-brand Stanley with some water, please?
Not the off-brand Stanley.
Why is it so hot in there?
The hot pink one. Thank you very much.
She said it ain't work. It ain't conditioning. The air ain't conditioning like it's supposed to.
What part of town you in?
I'm in Glendale. The city of Glendale is fucking with us. So on Friday, my power was out for 7 hours. We had to throw away almost $100 worth of groceries. And I put on Facebook, I said, y'all, I'm hurt. I threw away $100 worth of groceries. My Cash App is $ Jasmine Ellis Comedy if the spirit moves you. And
girl, you should have went and bought a cooler and threw all that shit in a cooler.
Right.
It was a bunch of dairy. Like it was like milk, cream cheese. And it had been in there for 7 hours because I was at work. You don't see it? No. Oh, just use the real Stanley then. The one from the Mormons. Thank you.
Wait, what? What is that story?
Let me explain. I went to the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives premiere, and they gave us Stanley cups. And I was gonna pawn that one, but I guess I'm using it now because I like my drink cold.
That is so funny.
Oh my god, man, that's ridiculous. Now Lou is trolling. Now she's look.
What she got? Lou.
Ooh, you know.
Ooh. Nah, that heat is something different, man. If my shit wasn't working like that, I'd be at the mall going through every aisle of every store, touching every product. I would find a way to kill 8 hours.
Everything. I remember, when I first moved to LA and I lived in Koreatown, I had no air.
Ooh.
And I remember that. For some reason, the heat went on to like October. It was hot. Mm-hmm. And my apartment was like 90 degrees inside. So I left, like, you can't sleep in that. So I left and I went all the way, like, across the street to Ralph's and was just walking up and down Ralph's. I was in Ralph's for like 2 hours. I was like, it's so hot. I can't go there. I can't go home. It's just so, so hot.
That's why I used to hang out
sleeping on top
for, like,
of the covers.
5 hours.
What'd you say?
I said, that's why I used to hang out in the gym for like 5-6 hours. Cause my studio apartment didn't have like that one AC in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Centrally, yeah.
Yeah, that little, and then that joint did not do nothing. So I was staying in the gym for like 5-6 hours and just go home to sleep.
I feel you. I can't do it, man. I ain't built for it. Mm-mm. I'd rather be cold than hot any day. You can always layer
nah.
up.
Nah. As
yes.
much as I like to sweat, I would rather be hot and then versus being cold. I hate being cold.
I would rather sweat because I made myself hot, not the surrounding made me hot.
I'm cool. I could sit outside in the sun all day and just sweat.
Oh, like, you Panamanian, though. Your people is from the heat.
Tell you.
That's what we do. I went to go play golf the other day. It was 110. I was loving it.
You know what it is? Huh? I can deal with heat, but I have to have moisture. There's not enough humidity here for how hot it is. Like, I'm just baking. I'm not steaming. I can steam all day.
Ooh, that's I would take the dry heat any day.
No, yeah, I'm from Louisiana. I like a little soggy.
Like the past couple of nights out here has been feeling like New York in the night. It's mad humid. It's mad hot. I love it. I went to Horror Nights last night. It was hot all day, all night. I loved it. That's the way it's supposed to be. I don't want to have to put on no jacket later.
You were outside.
You shouldn't have to put on a jacket.
I was outside from 5 o'clock to midnight last night.
I called in Saturday. I said, I'm sorry, it's too hot to work. And I work indoors. Like I said that like I was on a construction site. I was just like, I feel like it's a liability. I'm not going to be
a liability.
I literally told them people, I was just like, I don't think I'll be at my best. I don't think I'll offer the best customer service in this weather. Like I'll turn it.
I know.
And then, and wait, you still have, do you still have a job?
I do. I got a little part-time job selling makeup. And I was just like, y'all don't need me.
It's too hot for makeup today anyway. Don't nobody want to wear this makeup
right. Ain't nobody trying to get their face beat. With sweat.
Girl, you put makeup on too? You should just put moisturizer on and call it a day.
Well, the funny thing is what happened was I was just trying to put a little bit on, but then it was just like, it was sweating off. So then I accidentally put my full on stage drag beat because that was the only thing that would stick. So now I look like I'm about to lip sync for my life. Like it's full RuPaul's Drag Race. And I did not need to do that. See, Roxy got the right idea. Fresh face. Look at her.
Those ain't even real glasses. That's a filter.
Those have lenses.
Does she know that we see her? We rolling, Roxy. I don't know if you can hear us.
I love Roxy.
She's probably eating Roxy? Weird fruit. It's always some fruit.
Roxy, you own
is me. It a date? Are you eating date?
I bet you it's salmon and rice.
What you
Roxy,
eating?
You're
she don't give a fuck about us right now.
Roxy, what you eating?
We can't hear you.
Huh? Y'all can hear me?
Oh, we hear you now. Yeah, we hear you.
Smacking ass.
What you eating?
What you eating?
Some bacon, and then I made some eggs and some Nutella.
Oh, we was all off. Eggs and Nutella.
I'm like, look,
not together.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I'm hungry.
It's like lunchtime.
Wait. You put Nutella on the bread.
The fresh bread.
On your eggs.
No, it's hot sauce on the eggs.
That's what I thought you put Nutella on the egg.
Nah, that's nasty. How y'all doing?
You eating hot sauce with eggs with a Nutella spread on your bread? You finna shit. You ain't getting your security deposit back. Same time. That toilet. I know that toilet seat. You coming toward the bathroom.
A toilet seat hate to see me coming.
Hey, it do. And
family.
I just left the gym. You always call right when I'm leaving the gym.
Yeah, right. You're right. Malcolm canceled on me last minute, so I had to hit up my homegirl. Hey, Roxy.
You guys started going to the gym earlier.
I usually be going at 6, but...
A.M.?
Yeah, like I try to go before I drop my daughter off.
I keep forgetting you got a child.
You and me both, brother.
Roxy, does your sports bra keep your girls like in?
Yeah. So this is the best. Okay, let me show you. It's a She Fit bra, and I'm actually trying to get a sponsorship with them. So hold on, I'm gonna zip. So it got two hooks. Hey, Jasmine. So I broke the other hook, but it got a hook and a zip, and then it's a Velcro in the back, and then it's two.
Ooh, yeah. I want one of those.
Those shits hit. Yeah, She Fits. So it don't hitch it back. It like points it up.
Roxy, how far in the middle of the alphabet is your cup size? Like,
I think I'm a K. Well, no, I did get resized. I'm a K.
What about you, Tahir?
Oh,
B. I'm a B cup.
Press record.
I'm B cup. It's just supple enough to like.
That's an A, little bit.
That's
titty.
An A,
little bit of titty.
No, you don't sweat under your titties. That's an
if
A.
If you hold it, it's at least an A.
Yeah. It don't sweat under, but I feel it like going down here, and then it just kind of like
you
got cleavage.
Dripping down your cleavage.
I say you got white woman titties. That's what that look like.
Why your nipples so light skinned?
Your nipples are pale.
What they supposed to be? I'm like,
they're supposed to be brown.
They're supposed to at least be a shade of brown. To hear your
I thought it'd be mauve. Like your front brown.
Why mauve?
I feel like you guys are
gonna be on your ass
right now. I feel like I'm getting triggered.
You got mauve nipples, yo. I done heard
press
it all.
So they can see them titties.
Like your freckles, like brown.
I didn't suck enough mom titties, so it makes sense that I was sort of adapt a little bit. You know what I mean?
Nah, I look like straight white woman
Do you ever like look at your nipples and be like, man, these are too white? It's too light. Your nipples need to be a little darker.
Why are you touching like that?
It's not the shade, it's the undertone. They're just
I'll be editing that later.
Roxy, I wish you would. I'll sue your ass. Definitely. This is as good a spot as any to start today's show because I'm sick of
this. Oh, we've been recording?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been recording. Hey, they saw you come on doing all of this.
Roxy, you had to hit okay when you came in to say right. Yes, it's being recorded.
Don't act like you know. You knew this was being recorded.
You signed the NDA before you came up in here.
When I tell you, I just be clicking.
I believe you didn't even see it. I didn't even go home.
I did. I thought that was for the mic. Start it.
Anyway, shout out to our special guest today. We got Jasmine Ellis in the house. We got Roxy Hayes.
Hey, Jasmine.
Shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoot, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump right into this first topic right after this. First topic of the day. Would you rather have more money versus have more time?
Money. What?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Money. I can buy time with money. I'm not even gonna think about it.
That is true.
Yeah, your time changes when you got money.
That's what I'm saying. I can pay for people to fold my clothes and cook my bacon. I'm paying for them to
do specifically bacon.
Yeah, crisp it up because this was limp. I didn't have enough time.
But that's turkey bacon.
You're not getting crispy bacon. Turkey bacon is always gonna be limp.
It's never gonna crisp up.
No,
you gotta cook it right.
Put it in the air fryer.
No, it goes from wet to burnt. It's not.
Yeah, there's no middle ground for turkey bacon.
That's a lie.
Turkey bacon is sex with protection on.
Well, you are the baconator, so I know you know.
You'll take it, but it ain't what you really want. You want that raw pork right there. You want that pork on your.
You want that raw pork?
That raw pork.
Freak ass.
So I'm gonna try to honor the question and really pretend we're in a universe where if you get money, you lose time. I'm gonna pretend that somehow.
Wait, that's not what the wizard said. The wizard ain't saying none of that. Why?
Well, because here's the thing: is if we answer it realistically, the more money you have, the more time you have.
Yeah, but that wasn't the answer. He didn't say you lose time,
right?
No.
Now we're giving the wizard extra stuff. Okay.
Like, would you rather have? Somehow 28 hours in your day versus a normal 24, or would you rather have, you know, a crazy bank account?
Money.
Yeah. All time.
Why is this even something up for debate? Who on their in their right mind is gonna say time?
Man, you don't want more time with your kids.
This Jay-Z conversation that would you rather dinner with Jay-Z?
No, I'd be trying to put them to sleep earlier. They now go to school part-time.
I don't want more time. You just waste more time. You're gonna waste it because you're gonna say, "Damn, I need more time."
But guess what? You're gonna waste that more money too.
I can think
I'd rather so waste that money and waste that time. I like shopping.
Every time I spend money, it's because I don't have time. Like, you know, if I... Or vice versa. Like, if I had spend the money to have my laundry done instead of wasting 4 hours, I get that time. Money buys you time. I just thought there was some awful dark genie magic and you would lose one or the other.
Don't be trying to give the wizard no ideas.
That would be a better debate to hear.
Damn. But not money. Money.
Yes, I was talking to Chaz. He told him he uses a laundry service too. And I was like, how much is it? He's like, whatever they charge, I'd rather pay them than to ever do it.
Laundry sucks.
That's real. Yeah.
I hate it.
I did one of those laundry services and there's some damn crooks because I put a bunch of blazers in there. They counted my blazers as jackets, right? Mm-hmm. Then they counted the ties on the blazers as separate belts.
No,
so they charged me for belts and jackets. So they will find a way to get, and your account, your credit card is already in the account. So they're going to charge you for the most. Also, I didn't realize I had a bonnet stuck in the pocket and they charged me for laundering a hat.
They charge you? But that is not a hat.
It is a hat. People be wearing it out in public. It's a hat.
Valid. Let me shut up.
I mean, but did they clean the bonnet?
They cleaned the bonnet. They dry cleaned my bonnet.
And hey, I know that was smelling good.
They put it in this old little bag?
Hey, that's some niggatry at work. That's crazy. Don't bag my bonnet, bitch.
Now, fuck that. Bag my bonnet, bitch. Bag that shit up.
I feel like either way, Monique would be mad at me. There's no way to
not. She'll be mad as fuck if she saw them bringing your clothes and the bonnet on a hanger. Like,
hey, that's wild. I've never heard no shit like that. Wait, is that your Mormon Stanley?
Yes. It says hashtag mom talk. I don't even have to.
Fraudulent.
Oh, snap. I just realized that. I thought you had kids.
Was it a Mormon event?
Yeah, I don't know how I got invited to the secret lives of Mormon wives. And
I was cracking up. I meant to text you. I was like, now what's your ass doing up here talking about mom talk? I ain't never seen you with a child. No, not a babysitter.
Rocky, we ain't never seen you with a child either. Crazy. What are you talking about?
Ain't none of y'all seen my child. Jasmine seen
her. No, girl. Seen you with a child.
That's it. Jasmine seen
her. I've never seen her. I don't even believe her sometimes.
Alleged
daughter. If you talk about mom, so I wouldn't believe
her. Here's the thing about Roxy is a good mom, but she also acts like a little brother. It's a
not even a little sister.
No, she acts like her child's little brother. Like, the two of them together have like, I always feel like your daughter is going to tell on you to some other mama.
She do. She does. She does. That's so, she does. Like, all of my friends that she cool with and got their number, she'll text them, and they'll call me. Like, I got a call yesterday because I ate all her fruit snacks, and they was in her room. I was cleaning her. I should have to clean your room. If I'm cleaning your room, I'm going to get paid. And I got paid in fruit snacks, and she had hit them. And so my friend Jessica had texted me, and she was like, get out that child room eating all her fruit snacks. And I was like, dang. What? Hey, yeah, I'll be hopping on her game.
We also may need to talk about why your daughter doesn't feel safe with her food in the house. The fact that she has to hide it is
It's just the fruit snacks.
It ain't no Jessica. You have to hide it, though. None of that.
Right. She shouldn't be having to put her fruit snacks at the top of a coat rack all the way in the back. Like that.
Why would you put them at the top and I'm taller? That's just stupid logic. I see them better than you. It's just, I'll be taking chocolate, I'll be taking chips.
Why are you stealing them from her?
Hey,
she gonna start hiding it in the laundry room. Like,
she'll eat mine. See, that's what I'm saying. We be letting kids get away with too much. So she can eat my gushers, take them to school, share them with people, but I go fuck up the Welch's and I'm a bad mom. No, I want the bluey fruit snacks too.
So like the Welch's.
I do. Fruit. I'll be buying four. Two for you, two for me. I ate my two. So I want to do this.
Roxy!
Do you label your food with your child like she's a roommate?
only shit that we'd be going crazy for. So fruit snacks. I don't really rock with Oreos like that. Yeah, it's just fruit snacks. I don't know why. Her, me, and my brother. We just
I bet you go to the You go to the gym and the trainers be like, what's wrong with this nigga? Who's lifting and eating fruit snacks at the same time at the gym? Just in that wasted time, just hogging up machines. Get your ass out of here. This ain't what you
doing. Your curls.
Dude, I do. Who's throwing fruit snacks up and catching it in the gym with their mouth?
No, why she putting them in her water like it's some fruit?
And shaking like them up?
What is it? What is it? Boba?
Boba just sucking them off the bottle.
You put them in your drink? Like
I done put them in some liquor. I ain't gonna lie. I done put them in some.
She put them in her water. She can't find real fruit. So she was like, these fruit snacks will do.
It's the same snack shit. It's same fruit. I'm gonna try it later. I'm gonna take a picture and send it to y'all. And now I'm gonna say this last thing about these fruit snacks so y'all can stop firing me up. Me and my brother used to steal fruit snacks. And we stole some from the church for vacation Bible school. They had like a pack. It was like a pack of like 140 they got from Sam's. And me and my brother went up in there like, yeah, perfect. So we was just eating them stuff in our pockets and stealing them and shit. And so then the church lady asked my daddy. He's like, yeah, were your kids back there with the fruit snacks? Because there's no fruit snacks left. And my daddy got pissed. Like, don't you ever accuse my children of stealing. They would never do that. Da-da-da-da-da. And we got in the car. And he was like, y'all stole them fruit snacks, huh? And he was like, yeah. Yeah. And that lady got cussed out. I got a problem. I had no shame.
I got some workout fruit snacks for you. We gonna wean you off of the Welch's, yo.
The Milani's? Them shits ain't got no sugar.
Ain't no Milani's. I don't know what that is.
It's like in a purple pack.
Nah, I got you, son. We gonna wean you off the Welch's. You're gonna be good.
I had a problem,
stealing,
bro.
Stealing is wrong in itself, but stealing from the church, you ain't making
Man looks so disappointed.
Now, if you have more money...
No judgment.
If you had more money, you wouldn't have the time to be robbing church.
So the point stands. I still be stealing with money. It's just I like the thrill.
This is why people say you are the big brother to your daughter.
Little
brother.
He's the little brother for sure. That was great, Jasmine.
I'm gonna text her now. Am I your little brother?
She gonna be like, beat it, yo.
Get out of my room, right? She do be kicked. That's hilarious. All that has happened within the past week.
Has she called you by your first name?
She be calling me by my real life middle name. I don't be liking it. She don't call me Roxy unless we in public. It's usually mommy. She calls me mommy.
Not in public. She calls you Roxy. 15.
She used to say mother, and then she stopped, and now it's mommy.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I just take it.
Oh, she like did tell me leave her alone. Yeah, she said she in class.
Beat it.
Beat it.
That is hilarious.
So funny. Beat it. Hit the bricks, bitch. That's crazy.
Wait. Is your daughter at school right now?
Uh-huh.
You texted her while she's at school.
It's like when your kid call you, like when you was a kid, you would call your mom at work.
And now it's reversed.
Like, text me only if it's an emergency. Like, you over here, yo, my little brother. Go beat it, I'm in English class.
Okay. Send her a picture of a uneaten pack of fruit snacks. But like, you can save them if you answer the questions correctly.
I'm sending her saw stuff with fruit snacks. It's crazy. Get a
sock and tie up the fruit snacks like you got it hostage.
Like, you must answer all of these questions within 5 minutes. What the goddamn fruit snacks get it?
Who are you, Bane now?
You know I am.
Put a little piece of duct tape over the fruit snack.
On the fruit snack?
Now open one and bite one in half. And then
lay it down.
This is a warning.
Clean this goddamn room or the rest of them get it. Psychological warfare does work. I don't be whooping kids. You gotta just mess up their mind. It's so much, right, Meg? She knows so much better. Your mom.
Try to do better, man. I don't want to scar them for life. I don't want to scar my kids.
They'll be fine. Builds you don't
character.
Beat them. Thank you. Come on.
Oh my god, man.
We're fine.
Are we though?
No, we're fucked.
See, you know, I don't want my kids to turn out like that. I just be like,
ugh. I mean, if you ain't sliding,
no, we know, but
then you good.
You say you ain't sliding them. What you mean?
You ain't sliding them.
There's more. You can really tear down someone's self-esteem without even ever putting your hands on them. That's what I don't want to do.
I think you'll be fine.
I don't know.
I just put hands on them.
Yeah, they got to be scared of them. They got to see, like, even if it ain't on them, they got to see you go crazy on somebody. Be like, you think I'm going to kill you? And then twitch your eye like this. And then look at them with a straight face. All right, kids, let's go. Like, that's somebody crazy. That can turn it on like that, crazy. They'll never try you.
Yeah, look, twitch.
No, they'll try you, but they'll just be like, yeah, my dad needs to get turned into a sane asylum or something. Because
the holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He got a lot. He a little crazy. They're gonna still try it. These kids do not care. This generation,
they gonna,
they lose. They're
mocking you.
Oh, twitchy eye.
Right.
Hey, man, you think your kids will snitch on you?
100%. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
My daughter definitely would snitch.
Especially
on
for some fruit from fruit snacks. Oh, absolutely. They'll sell me out for anything.
Let's put it to a vote. Let's put it to a vote. Y'all going with more
fruit
time
snacks? Money.
More fruit snacks.
I'm finna go to
money.
Money. All right, unanimous with the money. We're gonna jump into the next topic right after this. Next topic of the day, we have: would you rather be a genius and know everything versus be amazing at any activity?
That's the 24-pack.
Wait, what was the question again? I got distracted.
Is it?
Jasmine got the fruit snacks on
the whole time. Oh, Jasmine. Talking, I was like, I know I have fruit snacks.
I don't understand.
I'm mad
you
knew it was a 24 pack, too.
Is it the 24?
Immediately.
It's 10. Or is
that 18? Is that 18?
10, girl. 10. You got excited. You got
I did, because it looked wider. It looked wider. I was playing. She was always,
Roxy's breast started pulsating. I saw her breast.
You know, I'm gonna put a vending pack machine.
You made them sound so good. I don't even know if these are expired or not.
Hey, suck
girl,
them a little bit.
Some things don't survive the apocalypse. Those are expired.
Yeah, not good until 2025.
Yo, Roxy, I'm gonna put a vending machine outside your gym with nothing but fruit snacks.
Oh, it's a wrap.
You gonna make me mad money, yo.
All of them. Put them Spider-Man joints.
Lou, all the stuff's gonna be from Roxy. It ain't gonna be nobody else.
That's what I'm banking on, okay? That's what I pray for.
You're just scratching over that little fiend.
I need more stuff, Roxy. You gotta feed this.
Hey, if you start flipping fruit snacks, it's a wrap. Jasmine, I'm finna come to your
flipping
house.
Flipping them fruit snacks.
The question was, be a genius and know everything versus be amazing at any activity. So,
this is my life already.
This guy.
Same girl, because I do be knowing everything.
Oh,
okay. I'm just amazing at every activity. I don't know shit. Like...
So would you rather be Megan or Lulu?
Hey, man, I go play with the LPGA this week. Come hang with me, okay?
Oh, no. Hey.
Oh, when she get in an argument, that's why she went on mute. Look at her.
Who, me?
You have the eye, Sue.
I'm really like, I'm contemplating all of this, you know?
Oh, shit, because I thought you was talking to somebody.
No.
Jasmine was
you
like,
you were like this.
Like, damn, what'd he do?
I thought she was getting it. I was like, oh, she arguing about you. Was like,
but look, Lou, I saw her mic wasn't muted. So I was just like, how did she do that?
I thought she was giving him the silent, like,
y'all are just quiet. Right. Okay, I must look crazy. Okay. But here's the thing, like, the more you know, the more miserable you can be. Ooh. Knowing things without the ability to do anything about what you know will make you miserable.
Valid.
This is bliss.
Being able to do everything would be great, but that doesn't mean that you can really profit off it. If anything, people would just make you do stuff for them all the time.
That's what I was thinking. Everybody would ask you to do stuff since you know how to do everything.
Be like, no, no.
And then people, and then it's another thing. So if you know how to do everything so well, well, don't come ask me to change your tires, change your oil, take out your trash. You do all these things so well.
I'm making a YouTube channel that's I can do anything. You know how much money I'm gonna make? Somebody's like, oh, find a shark and cut you in the mouth. Like, I'm just rap.
I actually have a show like that. I pitched it to Pat like 2 years ago.
Will you just be doing shit?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I'm so girl. Great. He at said
everything.
No go, huh?
So
I don't know.
I was all right. Now look at me. Bitch went to Scotland doing everything. Could have been y'all, but Adidas took it. Sorry, y'all, Beth.
Could have been y'all. It's crazy.
Now Adidas is like, we doing everything with you, bitch. We going everywhere. I'm like,
love that. Yeah. I love that.
That's a good show. Like, I was looking at YouTube and like trying to figure out like a pivot for a new show. And the shit that does the best is like when people are like building a house or something to live in, some dwelling or a tiny home or redoing an engine on a car, like those long form videos.
People be rocking.
They be racking up on them.
So what you about to do? You about to build a log cabin with Franks?
I knew it was coming. You got nothing. Nothing.
You gonna start a car with hot dog juice?
Well, that will show be us to hear on this new channel.
I will watch that.
I will watch the fuck out of that.
I'm sad to hear you onto something now.
He's like, we need more shovels. I keep eating them.
We never entered the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, facts. You make some money.
They're like athletes. You should host a hot dog eating competition.
Oh,
girl, he can't host it if he eat all hot dogs.
God damn!
It's just here eating hot dogs.
I don't want to cause psychological damage.
All the contestants are me. I just switched my name up.
He's got a mustache.
I'm just going for plates.
Do it. Ooh, that would be fun though. Do a hot dog eat contest.
Why? But for real, why have you never done one to hear your love for hot dogs?
You should do it, yo. You could trade for that. Get 7-Eleven to sponsor you, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Raw.
You got your Let
me produce it. I got you, bro. I will train you. You
are sponsored by Adidas.
Boom.
Hey, y'all money owner. Y'all do me a favor and stop talking to me. Okay.
So you don't want this money?
We're trying to help you, okay? We're trying to turn your addiction into money.
You're poking fun. You're poking
fun. No, we're not. You can make real money off of this. You better make some money, okay? Because you spend way too much money buying hot dogs every day.
This is how we turn hobbies into businesses, okay?
Okay.
How did Tahir become this, like, the king of hot dogs?
He just kept posting them. He would be going to 7-Eleven, like, give me more. You know what I'm saying? He would be putting them in his pocket.
He's going to walk in like the mayor of 7-Eleven. They're going to take you down to 7-Eleven headquarters.
He bought a hot dog steamer.
You going to get that.
Girl, he was there before the 7-Eleven opened, and 7-Eleven don't close. And he'd be there.
What if Oscar Mayer give you a whole truck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you could get a Wienermobile. That's great branding.
He would eat that too.
He gonna live out of it, man. What you talking about? That's his dream.
He shaped like hot dog. He gonna eat it.
This is me on a skateboard.
Oh, is that how it started?
That's a skateboard. Why you ain't moving your kick
on a skateboard that long?
Ooh. Were you trying to be the next Ocean Spray Cran
Therapy? Yeah, it was that's what it was.
He didn't do a push or nothing. There's somebody behind him going,
girl,
like,
that is a unicycle.
It's a longboard. So like once you get a good push, you'll just go forever on a longboard.
Did you say he was on a unicycle?
Yes, girl, he's on a unicycle.
Yo, I just typed hot dog. I just typed in hot dog in my photos. It's so many photos and videos of just
hot dogs. See, Jasmine,
see, we got
a hot dog
photo. And you think we making fun of him, bro? This is his life. Hot dog is life over there.
Yo, Tahir, let's find out a way to get you the show. In the next, the local hot dog combo. You gotta start small. We can't just get you like the big one. Right.
We can't get you to New York.
Mm-hmm. We gotta make your own like, and have everybody be in it.
Of hot dog
the Chitlin' Circuit hot dogs. And they made with chitlins. To hear, this could really make some money.
I mean, you might be the first black man to really do this. Because I feel like the Japanese have this market corner.
See? Mm-hmm. And they be so little. And he got way more capacity in that gut for more hot dogs than a little Japanese. Because
you know why, Meg? He really love these hot dogs. It's from his heart and his stomach. Mm-hmm. All of them.
See? You got multiple stomachs and you ain't even using them at the hot dog factory capacity contest.
You just wasting those stomachs.
Wasting them.
That's a pickle with a hot dog. Get it?
That looks disgusting.
That's disgusting.
And I love
you. Don't discriminate. That's Vienna sausage, girl. Anything hot dog like.
That's Polish sausage. Hey,
better home and garden recipes. That was nasty.
We got to figure out a way. Hey, everybody in the comments, can y'all tag 7-Eleven and let them know that we want to sponsor Tahir 2025 hot dog eating champ.
No, you know what you got to do? You got to hit up, since you got to Adidas connect, Lou, you need to just hook him up. He'll be Adidas's first hot dog athlete.
But he has to like prove himself first. They're not gonna just give it to him.
Girl, you don't see his body proves that he is a hot dog athlete.
He got at least place top three in a competition or at least host one. Then it could be like this. We could get behind these buns.
Why are y'all still talking about this?
Dang. And they on your scalp. And
so that's what you get. You invited four ladies on here today. This
it's
is what you get.
This is an all lady show.
I think I would rather.
He showed his titties earlier.
You did show them titties.
Nobody told you to pull them titties out. You was like a young hot girl at spring break. You pulled them titties out quick.
Hey, what'd you say, Jasmine?
I was trying to go back to the topic. I was starting to feel like an accessory to a crime.
It's a hate crime. But
I just felt like we were kicking a dead body. Like Tahir had gone silent for several minutes.
He's over there looking for evidence of his love for hot dogs. What are you talking about, Jasmine?
He did show the pickle.
He was focused. He wasn't hurt. Dogs. He was appreciated.
He was like, in ecstasy.
See me for me, finally. You know?
You're inspiration, because I couldn't handle this level of bullying. The way
Molly, this is love.
The way I would minimize the screen so fast and get on a call with my therapist.
Jasmine, you went and got Welch's fruit snacks to taunt Roxy.
Yeah, thank you, Lulu. I forgot about that.
What are you talking about?
And we friends.
Right. That is true, Jazz. It's all good.
Are you
going
to slow eat it? Listen. Let me go.
Everybody got their days. Lucky they got me nothing. Today.
See, are you okay, Jasmine? Are you evil Megan or are you evil Jasmine at this point?
See, she's being evil Jasmine. She's being evil Jasmine. Oh, I got something for you.
You know what? The real thing is you can get these containers to go on top of your Stanley. That way you can like eat as you drink your water. I'm a big fan of these.
Real big back.
You can't miss a moment.
What was the question?
How can we get to here sponsored by 7-Eleven?
The question was
I'm aware of this.
The question was, would you rather be a genius and know everything?
That was the
versus
question.
Be amazing at any activity.
Well, here's the thing. If you're a genius and you know everything, wouldn't you know how to do stuff too?
Maybe you wouldn't have the physical skill to do it.
Any activity could be sports, man. You could be a genius and not physically physically fit, so you can't be amazing at all the activities.
Yeah, I don't think Albert Einstein was crossing people over.
He wasn't. Maybe, but that's it.
I don't think I need to be any smarter. I am really smart, and I think if I got any smarter, I'd be miserable. So I'm gonna go with do anything.
Roxy,
yeah, because if you know,
that was wild. That was just a, I'm the smartest bitch around already. So I don't need to know. Like if I knew anything else, boy howdy, fuck
you. It wouldn't be able to fit.
I honestly think I'm as smart as I need to be. I know, like,
I feel that.
That's so funny.
Have y'all ever read Flowers for Algernon? It's about this man with mental disabilities, and then he like gets a procedure to become smart, and then he's miserable because he doesn't fit into life anymore.
Yeah, there's like a good as hell. Hold on.
There's a Simpsons parody of this.
Think that through.
With Homer crayon in his nose. No.
How you spell Algernon's?
A L.
You better choose the first choice, Rocky.
I got it.
Okay?
Cause I thought you were supposed to say flowers in the attic. I'm like, whoa, freak.
Whoa, no, flowers for Algernon.
She nasty. Oh, it's so audible.
It's good.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I'm just too much smart can break your heart.
Too much smart can break your heart. Yeah. I'm so smart. Too much smart.
I'm just saying, somebody stupid wouldn't have thought of that. Jim.
Hey, bro, I got a lot of hot dog material. I was just going, hey.
You still looking? Reminiscing?
It's not bullying. We're not being mean. This is his life.
He's reminiscing now. Look at him.
I was looking for a specific video, and I just was like, God damn.
I got so much hot dog
in your nipples. Like, because sometimes if you eat too many foods with the same chemical components, the colors change. Like, carrots make you orange.
Pink nipple ass boy.
Because you had so much processed meat.
Wow, that makes sense.
Deli meat nipples.
I'm still laughing over Jasmine. Like, I just sit here and be like, yeah, I'm too smart. And then follow it up with, too smart?
Too much smart?
Too much smart.
Will break your heart. I was quantifying intelligence, but I was using the phrase smart. Like it was. See that? I'm a wordsmith right there. You know what I mean?
Yes, you are, girl. Yes.
Let him cook. Cook, Jess.
Let me cook.
Too much smart.
Break your heart. I'll be saying that shit.
I'm just saying, you ever heard of somebody who like won Jeopardy and then was like popular? You know what I mean? Like, it's
they need to be popular. They're rich.
She said, she called them losers. She's like, look, losers. Yeah, you know a lot, but you ain't getting no hoes.
We know the girl you were in high school.
A nerd.
Really? Going to class? Too much smart?
No, I was a nerd. I was not popular. I was in theater. Like,
oh, shit.
I've had my smart girl days. And honestly, I should have invested. I should have invested more in being attractive. Honestly, I should have spent more energy on that.
Jasmine, please.
I realized the game too late. I'm 35, but at least.
Come on, y'all gotta chill.
Hey, yo. All right, man. Let's put it to a vote.
What?
Oh, no. Wait.
This is laughing at me, not with me. And that's
these
edits will not be flattering. And that's okay.
It's mostly because you was like, I'm smart enough. And then was like, too much smart.
Oh, my heart hurt. Tahir, please.
What is that? You eating more hot dogs?
Well, he was pulling on the hot dogs and they started roasting his ass.
And y'all think I'm wrong. I'm telling you, man, we need to invest in this man. We just sat here and said, how can we turn hobbies into businesses?
In the hot dogs. Oh.
Listen.
Why do you have on a blazer to eat a hot dog?
Because he's a business glizzy. It's a business glizzy.
Now you see Jasmine.
And business is booming, baby.
Listen.
Hot dog come with a paycheck.
This is the day we were filming, and I came with two hot dogs, and then
it's like 8 in the morning.
I came back
at that part. It was like 8 a.m. 10 a.m. Yeah, Brunch, a brunch hot dog is sick. You're a sick man.
I started playing golf because, you know, I loved it, and it made me happy. Look at me now. I'm with Adidas. I'm with Callaway. I'm with the LPGA. You love hot dogs.
You could be with the HDGA.
You could be with
What's the hot dog Glizzy in charge?
That had Glizzy in charge. Come on, man. It can happen. I believe in you.
People, all right, I'm going to do any activity great. What time going?
I'm going to invest in you.
Activity. Meg.
I'm a National Hot Dog and Sock right Council.
Ooh. It's that sounds good.
The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council is what you want to join.
Oh, that's fine. Do they have an Instagram?
Let me see. Yes,
can you send me that?
No, we need a tax. Seriously, yes, Tia, we about to get you paid. Okay?
Can you send it to me?
Don't go over to the dark side. Don't go over to
the dark side. Oh, my God. There's a contest to be the National Hot Dog Ambassador of Class of 2024.
See? Hey, here, this is for you.
Can we sign him up?
Thank y'all so much for watching another episode of Squadcast.
Jasmine, we have one more topic. Don't even try that.
Jasmine, can you please send me the link and DM me their Instagram? And I'm gonna
thank us. We're about to get you signed up. You're gonna be the hot dog ambassador for 2025.
When you the matriarch of
Girl, not like that.
You're gonna
DM
be
me.
Very excited.
DM to me on Instagram. I'm gonna talk to them.
Let's put it to a vote.
I'd rather be the smartest person.
Okay.
Nerd.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Lou?
Activities, man. I'm a walking proof of activities.
Roxy?
Activities. I like to have.
You're only going to get good, better at stealing fruit snacks. Jasmine?
Oh! Ooh.
Activities.
Because I'm going to be dead.
Also, in an effort of humility, I'm bad at a lot of stuff. So I'd like to
get better.
I'd like to be better at a lot of things. So
that's fair. All right, we're gonna jump into the last topic right after this. I hate my life. One has to go. Burritos versus hot dogs.
We know who wrote this. He was writing in his bed in his dream journal, like, ooh.
I did.
In his dream journal.
It was a nightmare. I had to choose.
Hot dogs versus hamburgers.
I woke up with a fright.
He woke up in cold sweat, grabbed his nearest hot dog.
Oh, God.
It was just a dream.
The bun's still
not so midnight dog.
It's right next to the bed. It's in the nightstand by the condoms, like, in case of emergency. Just
break in case of hungry.
So we know what you pick into here. Is there an off chance that you would pick hamburger?
Never.
It's burritos versus.
Oh shit. Those aren't even
the same category.
I gotta mute. Hold on.
First of all, I have y'all know the Costco hot dog is so highly respected. Okay. Everybody goes
all beef frank.
They're the only one, all beef franks. They keep their prices same. That is a staple, especially in LA. And I have to know, hot dogs equal summertime. When you see the hot dogs on the grill, it creates a certain type of nostalgia and happiness that you just don't get from a burrito. Hot dogs are versatile. You can put all types of things. You can just do the boiled hot dog. You can boil it, then grill it, right? And
get hey, this your pitch. I'm going to shut up.
Everyone mute yourselves.
Sharks, listen.
She said she had a midnight dog. I'm sorry.
Roxy, shut the fuck up. I'm sick of your shit.
Okay? Hey, this is his That's pitch. This is like That's a who we going to send to the so National Hot Dog Association.
What'd you say, Lou?
This is what we going to send to the National Hot Dog Association. So go, get your go. Pitch right.
Lulu, get your forehead out that goddamn camera. Let me tell y'all something. I sit up here and let y'all have your little fun, okay? That shit is over with. Y'all gonna put some respect on Hot Dog's name. And Meg, take those damn glasses off you and gonna put no fucking lenses in them. I'm sick of that shit. Laid on that shit 3 years ago, broke the lenses with your big ass shoulders, and now you refuse to get new ones. Cut the shit, okay? Jasmine, I'm gonna give you a pass because you were surrounded by horrible people today, so you don't get a pass. But everybody, Lou, you shut up because this is every week with you.
Every don't give her a pass. Week. She the one that found you the link for the Hot Dog Association. Jasmine did it with us.
I be head of your PR team.
I hate y'all, bro.
Everybody tried to help you. That's listen, your problem. You got meat on the mind, and so you being show. Mean to everybody.
I'm Everyone the one that here. Gave you the template. I'm the one that is pushing for this.
We love you.
I just think you got a team of people who support you. That's Jasmine, all I'm seeing here.
Jasmine, thank you, Jasmine.
Don't feed into their bullshit. Do not feed into their bullshit.
Listen,
Jasmine.
When you the hot
everybody
dog
else
king.
Is having so much more fun to hear. Look at them.
So when you the hot dog king and you riding on floats and parades and shit, I don't want to hear nothing.
All okay? hell to get Glizzy Gobbler and you mad at us because we trying to help your ass.
You could be the fucking Glizzy dog- Guardian.
You know what I'm saying? You've been eating hot dogs for years for free, and we try to put some money in your pocket instead of just packing some relish and shit, and you gonna get an attitude with us?
You got see, a whole photo album see, for Glizzy, and we the problem?
And black, see, this is why black men don't be appreciating black women. We try to
don't.
Uplift him and elevate him to the next him. Level, and he over here trying to talk down on us.
Huh? You ain't tired of eating white buns. You don't want no brioche.
You guys are trying to gaslight me. Okay,
we're trying to inspire you.
No, I'm using the millennial word. You guys are trying to gaslight me, you're and I don't appreciate it.
Okay? Guess what? Are you into what? Lighting up a hot dog? It's all true.
Success?
You should put out a digital hot dog calendar. And you doing different things.
You
each
with
month
the buns for hot your dog. Body.
Like summertime.
Girl, anybody gonna buy that except for him.
He's just gonna be
buying tons of hot dog time. Enthusiasts out there. Okay, tons of hot dog enthusiasts.
Next
you
three.
Very spirited about one of our favorite foods. That's all it is.
So okay? Why don't you lead the way? Why don't you be the mayor?
I don't want to be the face of hot dogs.
Too late.
You, see you fucking up. You don't want to win.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, this, hey, is an easy, this is an easy sell to hear.
He don't want no help. He just wants to go to 7-Eleven for free. You just want to be the hot dog whore, huh? Mm-mm. And not get no bread.
Your bra was made by Boeing, so it's going to
snap. It's trying its best.
That bra, it's going to fail in flight. It's made by Boeing. I'm not even worried about it. It's going to embarrass
your neck. Right.
It's going to bring shame on your house and your family.
At the beginning of the call, Roxy, I was really like, wow, this is a testament to the bra. But as I've watched it slowly fail you,
well,
I've gotten less and less interested in her.
Well, to be that's fair, that's just I broke the second latch. So just... I washed it. Shut up. I washed it. So there's a latch here. And I washed it without the bag. So the latch broke. You... So it's holding on for dear life.
So your bra got a slow leak. You got an air mattress on your chest.
Please, why is this coming back to me? So I would like to go with burritos because there's so much
ass bra you got on, man. You get that shit the fuck up out of here. Try to sell it. This is seen. This is seen. Her. This is her.
If you pull that strap one more time,
it do what it look. Hey. Just wash it. If you don't wash it, you gotta wash it in the bag. Don't wash it loose.
We're gonna dislocate your collarbone. I'm stressed.
No, I think the bra actually works. This Roxy got some unruly ass titties.
That's crazy.
My titties like, hey, fuck up off me.
I think you need a bigger size.
See, I can run.
Run, Roxy.
Girl, them titties is gonna knock you out, okay? You about to get knocked out by it. You better stop.
One of her titties went up and clenched her chin and then snatched the whole skin off.
It did. It did hit my neck. I'm a little winded.
Look at Jasmine's face of concern. Jasmine is so just... No.
I just don't want to watch someone die on here. Like,
that's a crazy way to go out.
On girl, we watch people die on here every week.
Oh, I hate y'all. So I feel like burritos... You can do more. You can have a breakfast or burrito.
You could wrap a hot dog in a burrito tortilla and still
freak it.
Then it's a burrito.
Hot dogs are versatile enough.
Identity.
Yeah, it's a hot dog moonlighting as a burrito.
See, then it's still a hot dog. And you just can't do enough. I don't want all that meat all the time. What if I want a veggie? You know what I'm saying? Veggie dogs are terrible. Mm, veggie burritos yep, that's be good. True. Veggie hot dogs are trash. As a vegetarian,
you don't even like those here.
Post-vegetarian.
I've never had a veggie hot dog. I would never do that shit.
It ain't good. So you're just going to be eating meats all day, every day? You're just going to eat meat?
That's like the worst kind of meat for you. It's processed. Like,
extremely processed. It's like the booty pieces of different animals. Yeah, it's like the chicken butt.
Roxy,
knuckles.
Roxy.
It's just all leftovers.
Ain't you let somebody lick your ass before?
Huh?
Where did that come from?
But that, not because he's trying to compare.
She said okay. Hot dogs is the worst kind of
okay.
Booty meat.
Okay, now like, let's use that. Now let's use that as an analogy, right? You want to lick ass every day? You got to mix it up, baby. You gonna lick some ass, lick some pussy, lick the back.
I don't eat hot dogs every day.
But yeah,
every other day it's about the same.
But that's still not every day, man. Shut your ass up.
Fight back to here.
We know you have hot dogs at least 4 times a week.
That's not true. That's
did
not
you
true.
Buy that steamer? Like you bought that like steamer?
I'm still waiting on it to come. I ordered it off of Poshmark. It hasn't come yet.
Sorry. What you saying, Jasmine?
I'm sorry.
Nothing, Jasmine. Don't repeat it.
I just feel like you're trying to not get kicked off your insurance because you don't want to be on record saying you eat this many hot dogs. Or guys are gonna cut you off.
We got them, boys. We got them.
We got him. That's a pre-existing condition.
Let me see.
Jasmine, it used to be a joy to have you on here, but you've let
you. No, she's gonna be back. Okay, my dark, evil twin will be back.
The Dark Sisters of Westerly.
Your evil twin. Yes, Jasmine is shooting them today. Okay,
her a good man
with a smile. She's smilier with her shots than me.
It's very
and her fan. She like.
Oh, Tahir. So they did. Health Digest suggests you should only eat a hot dog once or twice a month.
What?
Hey, Rossi, I suggest you shut the fuck up.
I just...
Okay, you mind your business. I don't care what Health Digest say. I don't buy that book.
Who's the audience? Don't you already have high blood pressure? This can't be good for you.
I have my blood pressure is controlled. Okay, every time I go to the doctor, that's controlled. So the hot dogs don't make a break.
Well, because you have a lot of medication. I'm talking about.
I take one pill, man. Okay.
You could be the face of the new campaign. Like, you know, our hot dogs are better for you. Fuck Health Digest. Our new hot dogs. Like, you know, they got. They reinventing the hot dog.
Over here reading the things you have to do to be the hot dog ambassador. You've done all these things already, okay? Like,
Meg, sign him up.
Submit a post
or
a video.
You so smart with all your degrees. Sign him up.
Yeah, but he got to submit. He got it. Look, your post should include 3 reasons why you think you should be chosen as a hot dog ambassador.
You know the answers to all. Like, just 50. Sign him up.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Hey.
We got his information.
Guess we got what? Everything. We know all the answers.
He got to follow them on his Instagram.
He already is.
You know he already is. You know.
The gag is he already submitted.
You guys having a great time over there?
Hey, follow them. Tahir, make this easy for us, man. Follow them.
I really do want this to happen.
We about to get you a whole ambassadorship. They said they give you that title for the lifetime, which you already have unofficially.
For life?
And you get a Stahlmeyer hot dog and lunchbox.
And a lunchbox.
$50 gift card, custom apron and grill tongs, additional hot dog swag, like cup koozies and wristbands.
Girl. Hey, that's pretty fire. Meg, all jokes aside, that's pretty cool.
Meg, do me a favor. Send it
Shut
to
up.
Me.
Just go home.
Send it to me.
It's in the chat. It's available right there in the chat.
Yeah, Jasmine already sent it.
See, look.
You see what we did? Extra work. That's the sad part about this.
Everybody probably looking like,
dang, I gotta
what happens when women all work together?
Let's
go, women. Let's go, Tahir. We lifted you up to hot dog heaven.
Let's put this to a vote. Let's just put this to a vote.
All hot dogs go to heaven, man.
Wait, what was it? One must go?
Animated series. So we can have you like guiding the hot dogs off in the hot dog.
Now you're supposed to be looking at the hot dogs on the roller. I'm like, you guys are gonna be all right. The hot dogs are like, yeah, we're safe. Cut to in my car. I'm devouring all of them.
Oh my god! Oh, that's a horror movie. This reverse sausage party.
That's what I'm saying. That is so dope.
Oh look, man. My goodness.
Put it to a fucking vote. What y'all want
to
do?
Wait, which one has burrito. To go, right?
Which one has to go? Burritos
or
hot dogs?
Oh, hot dogs.
Bye.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. Hot dogs.
I'm going to start all bitch.
But they'll okay. all go to you. Those
I'm for you.
They'll all go to you.
Yeah, all y'all. Because y'all burritos are fast. More. Nobody sided with me. All y'all just said, you know what? This was a great show.
Oh, you don't want to.
Only they because you can do more things with a burrito.
Yeah, like you said, you can put a hot dog. You can put a hot dog in
a
burrito, but you can't put a burrito in a
burrito
hot dog.
A hot dog. See?
Thank you,
you can't make
that's
a breakfast
a hot
dog.
Dog stands alone. It falls whatever line says.
You be eating raw dogs? You just be raw dogging a dog?
No, I always grill it or boil it. What are you talking about?
But just by yourself? You don't put
no
condiments?
No, you can do it first of all, you can have the same vegetables that you put on fajita. You can put that on a hot dog. You can wrap the hot dog in bacon. You can split it down the middle and then grill it so it pops it. You can put the toppings on the inside and on the side of the bun.
Hey, man, go ahead and sign up for that ambassadorship right now. You can give them ideas. You wasting time, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap this up so you can do what you need to do.
Do you do breakfast? Do breakfast hot dog.
Yeah, what you be doing for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
It depends how much time I got. If I got enough
you
time,
do a hot
I would
dog,
probably,
but he cut it like this, so it feels different.
I will cut the hot dogs in half. Take the croissants out of the can. Ooh. And roll them around there and then put it in the oven. Probably
oh, he fancy?
That's pigs in a blanket. That ain't fancy.
Girl, that was
dang,
fancy. You
man,
shut
let
up.
Him
I like that. Hey, can you
Madge
make me
is a hater, bro. She don't see the vision.
It's hey, pigs in a blanket. That is the vision.
You did not invent the wheel with that one. I'm sorry.
Hey, you ate with that. No, you ate Jasmine. That.
Shut up, Meg. That's your husband's OnlyFans name.
I'm with you on this one, Tahir. That was a great idea.
Thank you, Lou. I want to thank our special guests. Not really, but Gabby here, Jasmine Ellis and Roxy Hayes. Then the OG squad, who I'm not going to say their names. You already know them.
Meg Scoop.
Officially, Tahir's PR team for his hot dog journey.
Follow hot dog 25. Hot dog, hot dog 25.
Put in the comments. Tag 7-Eleven. Tag Oscar Mayer. We out.
Thank you, Stinky Scoop. And get out of here, Gonzalez.
Stinky Scoop, that's a child.
You mad?
Stinky Scoop.
Nigga was on my head the whole show.
You're going to thank us. Don't even, I'm not even worried about it. You're going to thank us.
Wait till you get this ambassadorship. Then what?
Yo, yes, and you better put us in your thank you speech, okay?
But you post it on Instagram. And you're going to break the neck because people are going to be so happy for you. Please put us in the thank
you.
You
existed.
Wow.
We'll get the footage. I got Keenan number two.